This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Brad Spielberger, our friend, Pro Football Focus, he joins right now, as he does every Tuesday at about this time. Brad, a very good morning to you. How you doing?
Great morning, great morning. I'm waiting for the Vanderbilt joke.
It's coming.
They were plus 36 against the spread. They only lost by 14. So as far as I'm concerned, they won by 3 touchdowns. That's why you didn't mention
them. No, in bigger news, the Vandy basketballers are headed to Pittsburgh tomorrow night to play Jeff Capel's Pittsburgh Panthers. You can hear it right here, Sports Radio, 93.7 The Fan. Did you know that?
There you go. I will be tuning in. Yes, a little secret. I actually wanted to go there more for the basketball team than the football team. So, yes, I will definitely be tuning in. Those are my favorite. That's my favorite team at the school.
Well, everybody loves the head coach stalking the baseline rather than the sideline.
What is that goofiness about sitting on the baseline? I don't understand it. Now Jerry Stackhouse has to coach and yell at people 90 feet away. Why?
It's just our bizarre stadium. So the stadium is very old, so there's not really big sidelines. And so the student section, the sitting section is right up against the court. You can basically slam the court and stand there if you're in the front row. It is bizarre, but coaches hate it. Opposing coaches hate it, but it's kind of a cool, quirky atmosphere if you do go.
All right. Now on to bigger and better things. Maybe not better. Devin Bush, is he as bad as we make him out to be in Pittsburgh? His father actually called our station last week and made an impassioned plea that we're making too much of his son not being good. But it just doesn't look good either in the advanced metrics or just with your eyeball test. What is Devin Bush for you in Pro Football Focus?
Well, now I'll obviously watch my answer that you mentioned his dad's listening. But he had an awful grade, sub 30 overall grade. Run defense was under 25 overall grade. And again, I think the issue there is that if there isn't pressure up front and if guys aren't winning up front, which only Cam Hayward was, nobody else really was, a little bit of Alex Highsmith. But, he's vulnerable. And they were picking on him all night long. The Chargers do not throw the ball downfield for whatever reason, even though they have a guy with probably the best arm in football. And they were dinking and dunking the entire game and picking on Devin Bush a lot. There's no other way to cut it. He is struggling right now.
Do the Steelers win that game, Brad, if T.J. Watt or Micah Fitzpatrick or even Joe Hayden are playing?
I actually do think either Watt or Minka, yeah, I think they probably win that game, which is crazy to say just one defensive player. And obviously it was kind of a big Chargers lead that got shrunk down by some fluky kind of weird plays and turnovers, obviously. But I do think there were a couple plays where I was sitting there saying, if Minka Fitzpatrick was on the field, I'm not sure Herbert even attempts this pass.
Now, Brad, this is maybe this goes beyond analytics. This is just back at basic football, but there are numbers about, all sorts of things. The Chargers had the worst run defense in the league. They were averaging about 5 yards per carry, and the Steelers knew this. They could have geared up for it, and they couldn't run the ball, even when they tried. What's up with that?
Yeah, they could not run the ball at all. They had a negative expected points added per rush. They only had successful runs 27% of the time, so basically, getting enough yards to keep the chains moving. Najee Harris had one big run over 10 yards. They were not effective at all. It is interesting because that Chargers defensive front outside of Joey Bosa is probably the worst in the NFL. Not probably. They are. They have guys that probably should not be starting for an NFL team up front besides him. And he's also, you can run at him and you can use your tight ends and Freiermuth and Ebron and do things to contain him in the run game. I'm not sure how they couldn't get things going. I almost credit to them for not continuing to try when it wasn't working, but why it wasn't working against this run defense is definitely a big question.
Follow us. We're on Twitter at 937 The Fan, driven by Jim Shorkey, Kia Wexford, North Huntington, Uniontown, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Visit ShorkeyKia.com. Brad Spielberger, Pro Football Focus. Kind of an off-the-wall question, but we kind of on the periphery bounced this around a little bit yesterday. If I gave you the same 11 on defense, and I said you had to pick one quarterback to play against them, and they had the same 10 at their disposal, would you take Justin Herbert or Josh Allen as your quarterback?
That's a tough question.
Well, that's why I asked it. I'm in the tough question business.
Yeah, you really are. You know, I think it's tough because it's kind of like week to week, you could probably change your answer. And so I am a big Josh Allen guy after last season, but frankly, he has not been that good this year. They played the softest schedule in the NFL, and he still hasn't really done all that much. And I would say, I think people love, you know, his legs and what he can bring on the ground, but Justin Herbert had, what, almost 100 rushing yards in the game against Pittsburgh. So, you know, as of right now, as of today, I will say I'll take Justin Herbert.
Interesting. Ooh. Brad Spielberger, Pro Football Focus, with us every Tuesday morning at 8 o'clock here on the Fan Morning Show. Let me get back to the Steelers offense specifically. Should we be feeling good because the Steelers scored 37 on Sunday night? Or should we be frustrated that seemingly every time they get down there in a goal-to-go situation inside the five, they decide to do everything but hand it to Najee Harris?
You know, I would feel good overall. I actually thought Ben looked really, really good. He had a couple beautiful throws. The over-the-shoulder throw to Deontay Johnson, I thought, was one of these nicer balls I saw all weekend. He had a couple other big throws. He was actually pushing the ball downfield. So I think you do take a lot of positives from that. Also, you know, playing from behind and not panicking and still just moving the ball. You know, so I would be happy with that. The red zone issues are interesting as well, especially because you think they would actually do better down there. You know, because they like to attack, you know, sideline to sideline and have, you know, Matt Canada likes to distress the defense, you know, sideline to sideline. And you now have, you know, Freiermuth has become kind of this presence in the red zone. It was bizarre. They couldn't punch it in. Again, though, it goes back to, yeah, like why they were unable to run the football against the league's worst run defense. It does not make a whole lot of sense.
Okay, the Ravens have the best in the AFC North for what that's worth. And they're a half game behind Tennessee because they haven't played as many games. They've won a ton of close games, and some of them against not very good teams. Is that a sign? I mean, when you win close games, does that make you a good football team, or are the Ravens kind of a charade?
No, so that's one of the things we point to. So one score wins and losses, you know, data has shown that really you can almost chalk those up as ties or as half wins, because the way NFL works is everything's such a small margin, and games come down to one score. There's a lot of variance there. So teams that win a ton of one-score games in one season very often will lose a lot of those one-score games the next season and vice versa. So it's not always that easy and that absolute, but no, it's definitely not a good sign that they are kind of inching past some teams. Of course, this past weekend, they beat a team on the road with a backup quarterback off a bye. So a bit of a different one-score win there, but no, definitely not a good sign. You want your team to win by multiple scores.
If someone says to you New England's the best team in the AFC, you say what?
I'm still not there yet. So they're. I mean, they have, in my opinion, the greatest coach in the history of sports. They have the best GM in the history of sports. It's the same person. But, I mean, if you watch this team, they are just kind of, you know, they also had a very soft schedule. I mean, a lot of their wins have been, you know, Falcons, Panthers, the Jets. You know, they've had a lot of kind of easy wins. But still, when you watch this team, and Mac Jones looks good, but they're not asking him to do much at all. The defense is just playing really well. But I still don't trust this team as of today. You know, it come playoff time, I think, you know, a good team like the Bills or the Chiefs or even like, you know, the Chargers with Justin Herbert, like I think they would be able to, in a playoff environment, just go ahead and win that game against the Patriots. But you cannot rule them out. I mean, they are trending in the right direction, getting better every week.
So who is the best team in the AFC then?
Oh, it's a tough question. I mean, it's crazy because my Bills have kind of, they've forsaken me. They've been my, you know, my protector all year to say, look, no team in the NFL is good, but at least I have the Bills and I'm confident in them. But their defense, I warned people early in the season when they were kind of blowing teams out and shutting teams out. I said, until this defense plays a good team, I don't really trust them at all. It's tough. The Titans are depleted with injury, and also their offense, since Derrick Henry went down, has not been good. Tannehill had the most turnover-worthy plays in a quarter in the history of PFF. He had 6 turnover-worthy plays in the fourth quarter against the Houston Texans. So I don't trust them anymore either. I'm going to just, you know, take a real cop-out. It might be the Kansas City Chiefs because this defense looks good again. Patrick Mahomes looks like Patrick Mahomes again. So why isn't it the Kansas City Chiefs?
Hey, Brad, isn't it? And it's something that when we seemingly talk about it every week, and it's a different answer every week. And isn't when we ask you this question a month from now, aren't the answers going to be different? It's just crazy.
It is insane. I think this is one of the more, you know, parity-filled seasons. I don't think there is a true, like, elite football team in the entire NFL. I mean, the Arizona Cardinals are very good, but still question marks there, and I don't love Cliff Kingsbury still as a coach. Yes, I mean, he made Colt McCoy look like a superstar, but, yeah, I mean, you can poke holes in every team this year. I think it is kind of unique in that way.
Last thing before we let you go, PFF rating of turkey dinner proper on Thursday night versus turkey cold sandwiches on Friday the next day. Go with it.
Ooh, okay. So I personally, PFF Brad personally, is a huge turkey sandwich the following day guy. And I will load that thing up with, you know, I'll put stuffing on the sandwich, maybe some cranberry sauce on the sandwich, a little bit of gravy on there. I'll go nuts. I love the day after leftovers might be better than the meal itself.
It's a great call.
All right. Walk off.
I like it.
Drop the mic.
The mic drop.
All right. Thank you, Brad. We appreciate it. We'll talk next week.
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks, Brad.
I am with him. That has been my sort of, you know, go-to question the past couple weeks or so about that.
It's a good one. People give it some thought.
You are one that is a big leftover guy. Like, you guys always have a lot of leftovers.
Well, I was going to throw, and I throw this out every year, but maybe some people have missed it. Linda will put it in a casserole dish,
uh-huh.
And you put the turkey, and you mix. You got white meat, you got dark meat, you mm-hmm. got stuffing, you got potato, and then you just put the gravy over it, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Then you know, kind of let it cool for a few days, then boom, pop it in the oven. It's spectacular.
Turkey meat. A la King.
It's spectacular. And maybe not the potatoes
in
it. I think it's just
there?
The turkey, potatoes. The stuffing, and the gravy.
Potatoes. Yes. Potatoes. White uh-huh. meat, dark meat, you just can't lose.
Yes. Yeah,
Linda does it up
something
for
everybody.
Nice. Now, coming up next, producer Matt has found something that he is predicting that will absolutely, positively, undeniably happen on Thursday morning.
Oh.
He says he knows it will happen on Thursday morning at about 5:45.
Oh.
We'll tell you what that is coming up in just a couple minutes.
I have my dates correct.
If you have your dates correct,
yes.
He says it's a lock. This is a lock. It doesn't even. You've got to bet $500 to win two. That's how safe it is coming home. He
wow.
knows it's going to happen. And I'll tell you what that is in just a couple minutes right here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.